The Dog and Joe Show
on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, we got to get to Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer, you know, he used to be on the NBC Today Show. He was the dude that had that special button that could lock his office door when chicks would come in to, quote unquote, report the news.
That is uber creepy.
Yeah, he'd lock the door and the chicks couldn't get out, even though he wasn't holding them against their will. That was just his way to keep other people out while he had his late-breaking liaisons. So he got fired. His wife left him. He's hanging out in the Hamptons. I think he still has like this big cattle ranch in Australia, and he's got property all over. He's got just money everywhere. So what they show him yesterday, he's in the Hamptons, or earlier this week, I should say, he's got a new Harley Davidson.
Uh-oh.
Matt Lauer, 60 years of age, out showing off his brand new silver and black Harley Davidson.
Yes.
It's all dressed. It's brand new. He's got his little suede boots on and his helmet, and he's kind of hunched over it on his Harley. And I know he just gave one away. Congratulations, Amy Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
She picked up that 2018 Softail Slim. But I look at this guy as I've looked at other guys, as I've looked at Joe, and I'll ask the question, and please, do take offense. Isn't a Harley really just a cry for attention?
Oh, there it is. I look at Joe.
Isn't it just like, hey, look at me. Please don't notice the big bald spot on my head or the fact that I have erectile dysfunction.
You don't have either one of those.
And then my children and wife left me because I was such a horrible father. Just listen to me roar and look at me. Please, ladies, just shine this. Isn't that what a Harley is?
No, I mean, honestly, not. It's not a look at me thing. Are you kidding me?
It's a last ditch effort to stay relevant.
It is not.
What it is?
It's a lifestyle.
It's not a lifestyle.
Yes.
It's a Letterman jacket for grown men.
Oh, for crying out loud!
It's your last chance to make playoffs. It's last chance to get, you know, to the prom and be a prom king. It's last chance to get lettered up.
What are you talking about? It's one of man's only way to be a real man on two wheels.
Yeah. You can't be a real man with other motorcycle brands.
No.
Really?
No, unless you're riding in the dirt.
Wow. Oh, wow. So, yeah, okay.
Bold words.
It says here he had the Harley Davidson outfitted with a special button. Anytime he drives by a woman, he pushes the button, it throws her right back on the back seat. Because no women want to get on the back with Matt Lauer.
Isn't it a special button when he's riding down the thing? He's got a woman on there. He pushes it, and the strap goes over.
Yeah, locks her legs in.
You are not getting off this Harley, baby.
Yeah, the woman puts her hands around his waist, and like some sort of buckle comes out, and locks her onto him. Yes, you're mine now.
The only Harley with a seatbelt.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Matt Lauer, I want to go for a ride on your bike. Where are we going? Bill Cosby's house. Yeah. I can't compare it to Bill Cosby. That's a little far. But he got this new Harley Davidson. I'm looking at it. And I'm like, man, he's out in the Hamptons. He's got all this money. He has no job. He has nowhere to go. It's like, you know, everyone's got that buddy that has no one to play with because they're unemployed or they got money and, you know, they don't have anything to do all day. That's Matt Lauer.
You'd think he'd get something less flashy. He'd try to draw some attention away from himself right now.
I don't think so. I think this is a big F you. Like, he's like, look at me today. I could still buy a Harley. Suck it.
Yeah.
You know what? Coming from a Matt Lauer-ish mentality, that might be exactly what he's done here.
Yeah.
That might be exactly what he's rebuilding himself to do the news.
Could he join up with an MC, with a motorcycle club? Could he be on his way to Sturgis? Is he going to start getting tatted up and sleep? I mean, could he start running with a bunch of guys?
I'd love to see him with a neck tat.
I mean, could this firing of NBC, could it take him down the road of fury? I mean, could he become an outlaw biker?
How do we know he hasn't been? The guy had a button under his desk to lock a door.
I'll tell you how we know he hasn't been. Look at those suede riding boots. That guy is one more suede leather boot away from wrecking that machine.
Tells you he's got no business on it right there.
You could take literally a fish out of the water and throw it in the dirt, and you would see more comfort than what you see from Matt Lauer on this motorcycle.
Oh, that's funny.
Is ridiculous. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, and I'll ask you, Dana, because Dana's got this fascination with newsmen. Mm-hmm. She can give us perspective on what
with
chicks
one
want.
One newsman.
Yeah, just Brian Williams.
And really, out of all the newsmen, you pick Brian Williams.
Why? Why not?
Does this...
He's an honest man.
Very. Does this get the female engine revved up? You see a guy like Matt Lauer, he's on a Harley. Does that make you go, ooh?
I think for some women it does. For me, I'm like... You're compensating for something.
Is it ridiculous?
I think so.
You quit that in there right now.
Well, she's talking about Matt Lauer.
Oh,
Matt
yeah. Lauer. Yeah, I think he is. I think he needs to prove something or show something. He needs to make sure that people see him. And
yeah,
I think this is the way he thought.
But that's my point. I'm joking about this. I like Harleys, and I know tons of guys like Joe that ride them. There's nothing wrong with it. But when you go out and get it, I mean, that's why you get it. People want to be on a Harley. They want to be seen.
They want that look. They want that sound.
They want the chrome to sparkle. They want the people to hear it. They want the pipes. They want the whole deal mm-hmm. because there's something about that that makes the guys or the riders, even women, think, look at me. I'm on a Harley. I've arrived. Get out of my way. Whatever it is they're trying to say, that's how Americans say
it. Well, they're expensive. Mm-hmm. They're shiny. They are the loudest bike on the road. And when you ride them, you do feel
empowered.
Somewhat,
macho?
You know, a little macho-y. Or
Even with women's riding jackets?
Especially.
Thank you, Dana.
You're
especially
welcome.
With a women's riding jacket. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of it right there. You can ride a Harley and be a man and wear a woman's jacket. It's cool.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, the Harley erases a lot.
No, but it is that. It feels, even girls that ride them, it just, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Liberating.
It's the way you've ridden on them, the way yeah. it feels when it vibrates and you're ripping down the road. It's just, it's amazing feeling. It makes you feel good.
So,
around.
Could that just be it too? Instead of him wanting attention, could it be therapeutic?
Could be.
You know,
he looks to me like he's about ready to go number two. I mean, he looks constipated and in pain.
Yeah,
as if he's doesn't he? He looks scared.
He surely doesn't look like a Harley Davidson model.
That is a weird look he's got going on there.
Yeah. So I ask you this: 766-9370, because I'm looking at this, and then we're going to get to another story that I found fascinating. What superficial, flashy thing? Do women like seeing on men or for the guys out there? What flashy things rile you up when you see chicks do them? And these are those superficial things, these things that should turn you off but don't.
Huh.
Dana? That should turn you off.
Well, yeah, because you know they're showboating. You know they're flashing.
Oh, I got you.
But you see them on certain people, you're like, oh, I kind of like that. Like this, Dana. Dana, do you want a guy that has a Harley?
No.
Okay. What about a guy in a big lifted truck?
No.
Okay. What about a guy in a nice sports car?
Sports car, yeah.
Okay. What about a guy that maybe a nice watch?
Nice watch, yes.
Okay. What about a guy with a well-tailored suit?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
We've got a nice sports car. Uh-huh. We've got a watch and a well-tailored suit.
And again, these things wouldn't necessarily be deemed as superficial. What about a guy that walks out of a Gold's Gym, and he's got short shorts on and a tank top, and he's got a tribal band tattoo on his bicep?
Oh, you killed it with the tribal.
Oh.
The short shorts kept you.
Yeah.
Okay, so he walks out of the Gold's Gym, and he's got 400 pounds of dumbbells in his gym bag, and he's sweating.
Well, I mean, is it The Rock?
No, it's not The Rock.
Oh, okay.
Is it a Rock-esque-looking man, though? It has to be if he's got 400 pounds of barbells in his gym bag.
A guy comes out of the gym, he's built. You can see he's very vain. His hair's so-so. He just put on the spray-on tan.
He's a bro.
Honestly, no. Not people that are that vain, I can't hang with, because I just, it's too much upkeep, and it's like having a high-maintenance woman in your life.
Uh-huh.
I don't want a high-maintenance man. I'm not high-maintenance.
Okay. So what other things would you overlook or look at? What things would catch your eye? What types of things kind of turn the women on? Meaning, these are alarms that should go off. Like, you're looking at this guy thinking, oh, I bet that guy's a womanizer, but you know what? I'm kind of digging him.
Well, I would say that one of the things that is a big turn on is just, like, really nicely put together tattoo sleeves.
Oh, they're like
a
full arm
sleeves. Yes.
Wow.
But
there's a lot of girls that think that.
But,
nice tattoo work.
I always kind of wonder, are you a dirtbag? You know? Like,
well, that's what everyone wonders when they look at tattoos.
Well, that's what you wonder.
Yeah.
Mister, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Mercedes or a Bentley or whatever it is.
Yeah, Bentley. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think it's really, really attractive. And I guess maybe I'm attracted to that type of guy, but that guy's always seemed out of my league, honestly.
Oh, so you kind of like that bad boy image.
I think most women do.
And you're attracted to it, but you think they're out of your league or they might be too bad.
Too bad.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet Kenny's got a full body tat suit underneath all them clothes he wears, and Dana just never says anything.
Does he have tattoos?
No, he has no tattoos.
No tattoos. See, isn't that funny? Dana's got tattoos, and the living sin partner has none.
No, he's squeaky clean.
I can't believe Kenny doesn't even have one.
He wants one, but he's picky, but we digress.
766-9370, according to this study, this is pretty funny. Women do not want to see men in flashy cars.
Really?
Or at least they don't look at them as serious husband material. Men who drive fast cars and like to live large are regarded as being more interested in short-term hookups or affairs than solid marriage. They did this big study on it.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
They got two groups of undergraduate students. They rated two fictional men on their perceived dating and parenting skills. Okay. Ooh. They looked at their interest in relationships and attractiveness to others. Both men had the same budget, but Frugal Dan spent, that's what they called him in the study, Frugal Dan spent $20,000 on his car for reliability, while Flashy Dave spent $15,000 on his car and used $5,000 to pimp it.
Oh.
Yeah, he put paint on it, he put a sound in it, he wanted wheels on it, he did all this stuff.
Flashy Dave.
So who do you think attracted more chicks? Was it Flashy Dave or Frugal Dan?
Frugal Dan.
I say Flashy Dave.
You think Flashy Dave got it? No.
Frugal Dan.
Frugal Dan. Yep. More chicks wanted Frugal Dan that got the car for reliability because they trusted him in being a better father, a better mate, and he would be more loyal throughout the relationship than Dirty Flashy Dave, because Dirty Flashy Dave put the stereo and the wheels and all that stuff on it because he was going out looking for poon.
Well, and if Dirty Flashy Dave has this wonderful, amazing, pimped-out sports car, do you really think he's going to want to sell that when he has to put two kids in the back seat?
That is also a fair question. I was also going to say, probably is it the not. Level of woman he attracts?
Yeah.
Does Frugal Dan attract like the woman you'd want? Like a Dana, like a girl you'd want to marry, a girl you'd bring home to mom, and does Flashy Dave attract like a...
prostitute.
A one-night stander, if you will.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, compared to women, men have a greater tendency to conspicuously display their wealth. This is consistent with their typical role as providers and is thought to be a way for them to advertise their intentions about a relationship, although women view it differently. Across cultures, a woman's preference for a certain partner at a specific time reflects the type of partnership she's considering. So,
younger in life, possibly not ready to get hooked up, maybe Flashy Dave.
Okay, Flashy Dave. Mm-hmm. Maybe the chick comes out of a 10-year marriage. She's got two kids, and she wants to whore around. Flashy Dave. Flashy Dave. She might get in the seat with Flashy Dave.
So Flashy Dave is construed as not serious. Not husband material.
Flashy Dave is a rebound and or a player.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that.
So, guys, 766-9370, what kind of flashy things on women do you like to see? What are the things that attract you with women? Superficial things that you know that, oh, man, they might be a little too much for me to handle. But you know what? I would. The big closer right there. Oh, yeah, I would.
I can tell you something I enjoy on women.
Uh-huh.
Toe art.
That's not superficial.
What is that?
Yeah, it is. It costs quite a bit to get toe art bedazzled.
Well, like, what is toe
bedazzlement? You don't see very many girls that wear toe rings anymore. Uh-huh. But if a toe ring could exist on a girl, that's one thing. But I'm talking like bedazzlement of the nails. They're
on the foot.
Like the flowers.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep. You're doing something extra besides just a polish.
Okay, and it's only $5 extra for a flower on your toe. It's not really that expensive.
No, according to Joe, you can only get that done if you live in Bel Air.
$5 isn't flashy.
Yeah.
I mean, in my world it is. I don't know what it is. I like it.
Actually, the chick could live behind a Bel Air, meaning the grocery store, but if she's got flashy, bedazzled toes, Joe's into it.
Yeah, I'm into it. I like it. You don't see it a whole lot. When you do it, I take notice.
Okay, well, that's good grooming. Okay, because like me, like if I see a chick wearing an anklet, I like that.
Yeah, you have an obsession with anklets.
Yeah, I like anklets and lip gloss. You know, I'm old school. I like that.
You like a jelly sandal?
No, I'm not into Madonna.
And remember that she is?
Yeah.
Jelly sandals.
Well, Dana, let me ask you this for guys. What about a dude? He's got like a V-neck shirt, bunch of hair hanging out. He's got a good herringbone chain on with an eagle medallion.
No,
that's a yes. That's a no for you, Dana?
Yeah, absolutely
really?
Not.
Come on.
No, the big puff of hair on your chest, not attractive in the first place. Add the chain to it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like the chain's all tangled up in that
no,
matted hair.
No girl finds that attractive.
What about a big, like, crusted gold and diamond jeweled, like, pinky ring?
No, you're a mobster. I don't want anything to do with that.
That is a little mobbish, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But what, okay, so for you guys, what about a belly button ring?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll do you one better. What about that thing that goes around the belly?
The belly chain.
Love yeah. those.
Yeah, they have whole things that go up the belly and around
oh,
the back.
I love those.
Yeah. I like this, too, and I know we just got done with the Triple Crown. I like chicks that wear those big derby hats. Like, if they wear a big hat that's got all those flowers on it and stuff and their hair's all done, I like that.
Just like on a random Tuesday.
Yeah, they're going into okay. the bank or they're coming right. out of a Chipotle. They got this big hat on. I know this chick is, I mean, top A, high maintenance, and I know that I don't want nothing to do with it, but again, I would. I appreciate that, and it does attract my eye. Remember Clark Griswold, Vacation. Remember Christie Brinkley? She drove the Ferrari.
She did.
I think chicks that drive cool cars, I notice them all. And like if I'm driving down the road and a chick goes by me, it could be like an M5, might be a mm-hmm. Porsche. I see that, and I'm like, whoa. You are very, very high stress, high maintenance. I don't want anything to do with you, but you are hot. And those chicks that drive those cars always catch my eye because I'm like, man, either she got that in a divorce, and or she was smart enough to just want the car, and she bought it with her own money. Either way, I'm like, wow, you got good taste. I like that car. I would.
On the flip side of that, I like to see him on motorcycles.
That was my question for you, Joe. Is it
really?
A woman on a Harley? Is
yes.
that a thing?
Yes. And I'm telling you, you would think that a woman that rides a Harley is kind of a rougher lady and maybe a you know a bit more manly, a dude-ish or whatnot, but that is not the case.
See,
dude.
I see a chick on a motorcycle. I'm always inclined to go up and ask for an autograph and go, are you Melissa Etheridge?
You idiot.
That's what I
kind of... That is not the case. I mean, they are tiny, little, bubbly, beautiful women. They hop right on sport bikes and Harleys, yeah. And I mean, it blows my mind. I love that.
766-9370. What about it is it on the women? Superficial type, big, glammy, glitzy things. What is it that attracts your eye?
What
or,
about
or ladies?
Shoes for you guys? Like, what? Like, heels.
Heels. Okay. Heels.
He loves heels.
They have to be stilettos, right?
Oh, yeah, and I want them 10, 12 inches. I mean, I want these heels high. I mean, I love them high so you get the accent and, you know, the calf, and I want to see the leg working. I want the back of the leg to look like Justify after he got done running the Belmont. I want to see all the veins and muscle structure. I mm-hmm, love a high mm-hmm. heel, and I want graceful walking in it. I don't want to see you clodding around like a wounded deer.
I'm going to speak for the women on this as I've worn them.
Yeah,
they're tough.
Yeah,
what you want hurts a girl.
And again, mm-hmm. it's tough work looking hot.
Okay,
yeah.
So a little pain must be put into the process.
I think so. You okay. got to work. You got to earn it. 766-9370. Hold on.